Two men spent 52 hours drifting in the Bering Sea before being rescued by the Coast Guard on Sunday evening. 50-year-old Rod Whitehead of ADAC and 35-year-old Bill Osterback of Sandpoint hit the motor of their 15-foot hard-bottomed Zodiac on a rock while they were making a run to Amatignac Island, about 130 miles southwest of ADAC. Whitehead says the boat lost power and the strong current pulled them away from the island at about 3 p.m. on Friday.
The first 15 hours we paddled, trying to get to land, but the currents were too strong. And then the places we were actually able to get to land was too dangerous, you know. It definitely would have killed us on the rocks.
The two men operated the Larissa M, a 50-foot fishing vessel that was hired by a group of surveyors working on remote islands and documenting old Aleut village sites. They used their low-power radio to contact the four surveyors who were on the island. No one was on the Larissa M. It was anchored offshore, and it held the only radio capable of calling in help from the Coast Guard.
I called them on the radio and told them that they needed to take materials off the beach and make a raft in order to, you know, get the Coast Guard to come.
The surveyors gathered together old nets, buoys, and boards from around the small island to build a makeshift raft and oars and to get to the boat. It took them until almost 10 p.m. the next day. In the meantime, the two men continued to try to paddle to shore.
You know, about during the dark hours on the first night, both him and I were rowing, and we'd be nodding off every now and then as we were rowing, and we're just exhausted by that point.
They finally realized that they wouldn't be able to get the 1,500-pound Zodiac to shore, so they tried sleeping in the boat despite the waves. The chances of running into another boat in the Amchitka Pass were very slim. They rationed their food.
We had one bottle of water, and we had one Clif Bar. So Saturday, we each ate a quarter Clif Bar, took a couple sips of water, and Sunday, we did the same.
Though the weather was cold enough to see their breath and they were soaked with water, Whitehead said they stayed positive.
We saw a seagull land on the boat at one point, and Bill and I both looked at him and thought about having some sea chicken, you know, but we didn't.
On Sunday morning, they could hear planes circling above them. When the weather cleared that afternoon, they waved anything they could in the air until the Coast Guard C-130 aircraft found them and dropped them supplies, like a better radio, survival suits, and food.
It was like Christmas when we received that.
By 8 p.m. Sunday evening, a Coast Guard helicopter arrived at the scene and hoisted the two men to safety.